Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there? And what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, I thought we would talk a little bit about, things out of the ordinary.
Right.
Basically, maybe we could talk a little bit about what's going on in the lake with the fish. They say that we've been getting a lot of dead fish lately. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I've been reading on the internet, I guess, this Gulf Stream that comes down, you know, next to the ocean. It's stopped. And what it is, it's a wave that goes through the ocean and it changes the temperatures of the water. Well, a lot of the water temperatures are starting to increase and make being a lot warmer. And that's why a lot of these fish are dying. So it's almost telling us that, a lot of earth changes are coming. And now we're starting to, see these extreme, hot temperatures all around, the United States, around the world. And what are your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention if it has a lot to do with the polar shifts, you're talking about that?
Yeah, I've even read where the, we've already started, this pole shift's already starting, it's at a small percentage right now, but it's starting to affect, the whole world with, all these different catastrophes and, heat temperatures, water temperatures. And I feel as we get closer to 2012, December the 21st of 2012, that there's going to be a lot more going on. What's your feeling on that, Agent?
Well, I think it has to do with the shift of consciousness. We know that's been coming around for quite some time with everything that's been going on. So if you look at the shift of consciousness as a human thing, we also have to look at it as a planet thing, too, because the planet is like one huge brain that is ready to shift. And as we shift, as the planet shifts, we shift consciousness. So I think that's the reason why we're starting to see all these changes with the planet.
Right. And, like Dolores Cannon says, that we're going through this shift because it's the Earth is preparing for the new world.
Mm-hmm.
And so are our bodies preparing for this, planetary shift. And it has to be done slowly, so that's why people are starting to feel different, like energy, loss of energy, a lot of aches and pains that they've never felt before, going through a lot of, physical changes in their body. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I just wanted to mention, we were going to talk a little bit about not just the ship, but we were going to talk a little bit about the, also messages these movies that have been coming out. I also like to kind of say that I think that a lot of these messages are very real, and I think that a lot of everything that's going on kind of lots to do with what's going on in these messages from these different kinds of movies that have been coming out lately.
That is so true, you know, just like the movie Hunger Games. I think a lot of that is to prepare people's minds for the New World Order. Because that's, you know, some of the plans is to, you know, have people, you know, probably killing each other off, and it'll be like an entertainment for the New World Order. It's almost like back in the times of Julius Caesar. He used to get the gladiators to fight each other until, you know, one killed the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so a lot of it is just repeating history.
I just wanted to mention, too, back in the time when I was a lot younger, when I was about 18, 19, I started learning more about twin flames. And then when I started learning more about twin flames, I started looking at some of these movies. And I started seeing the messages of these movies that represented twin flames. And that was another synchronicity, another message that a lot of people are not seeing as well.
Right.
And not just Hunger Games, but Hunger Games also represents this economy that what we're going to be facing in the future, which has a lot to do with, like you say, a lot of it has to do with the New World Order. Basically, it reveals, you know, you either are being forced to take the chip, or you are forced to follow your own heart and your own soul, or, you know, you follow, give your soul and heart to the government.
Right.
So we won't really have much of a choice when we're being forced to take the chip for food, because the food is what everyone is worried about right now.
Right.
It's that control.
You know, we're getting some callers lining up. Did we invite one of the callers under our show?
Sure, let's go ahead and go with the caller.
Okay, let's go with the caller from the 267 area. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Crystal from Philadelphia.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to see, I'm going through some changes, and I have to make a house move at the end of September. So I want to see if you can get anything with that, or as far as a relationship as well.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting?
Are you going into a relationship?
Well, there was somebody I was seeing for quite some time, but we're not seeing each other right now. But I know that there was a strong connection.
Okay. And from what I see in the cards, it looks like you're going through some changes right now into a new era of relationship. From the Three of Cups, it looks like you've had a really bad past when it comes to relationships. But I actually see you starting over, which the Death card is right next to the Three of Cups. What that has to do with, it's going to be a big change for you, from pulling away from your disappointment. And I kind of see this as a new beginning, a change for you. I also see that you got the Four of Cups, which, you know, this is going to be a very successful relationship as long as you don't allow the past to become your present. And remember to stay in the present and not bring the past into your present so it don't manifest. So don't keep repeating from your past. So this is more of a change that you're going to be going through.
Okay.
And that's what
do
I
you see it being somebody's brand new, or will we can go with the person I was just seeing? Because we still talk, we just don't, it's just not, we're not getting along too well.
Okay. What do you say, Roy?
Well, I'm getting that you've been feeling a lot of disappointments. Do you and this other person, you know, do you have a lot of disagreements or what?
Yeah, recently, yeah.
Have you? It's almost like Adrian mentioned, there's some huge changes that are coming your way. And have you been thinking about maybe doing some traveling or moving or going somewhere?
Well, I do have to move in September, and I'm not too sure where I'm going, but that's, you know, another concern.
Because it's talking about a journey that you're going to be going on. You know people from other places, you know, other states, or even another country?
No. I mean states, but not really.
So, have you been thinking about maybe going and, to this other state?
No. Because I'm a single mom right now, so I'm going to have to move back.
How's your mom? Is she in good health right now?
She's okay.
Because it's talking about an unexpected journey. And usually when that comes up, it means that you're going to be called or made contact with that you have to, you know, hurry and get somewhere. Adrian, what are you getting from that?
The journey, you mean?
Yeah.
Could be a unexpected travel coming up.
With that,
is it show by water?
Can that be something that, you know, an injury or health issues or something that that might be the cause of that?
That's very possible that's what it could be.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's why I was asking, you know, how's your mom's health? How old is your mom?
She's 52.
Okay. Well, my guys are telling me that you should, do you talk to her very much? Or?
Yeah, I talk to her.
Yeah.
I mean, we bump heads a little bit, but, I mean, things have been getting better.
Yeah. You should, you know, make more contact with her. And main thing is saying that, you know, with these changes, it's almost going to be like up with the old and on with the new.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing different? Are you doing anything different right now?
I'm just getting ready to move and looking forward. I mean, I don't know exactly where I'm going, but just trying to have my mind frame different, and I just started a new job doing photography for the schools, which travel could be possible through that.
Yeah. Does it require traveling?
Yes, that's like taking school board trips.
Oh, okay. Adrian, what else are you getting for?
What was your other question besides relationship? You asked something else.
Well, I have to make a house move the end of September. And I guess I'm not so sure where I'm going. But my problem is my current place, I believe there was like mold here, and that's why I was getting kind of sick.
Okay, so you want to know if you have to move, or that was...
Well, I do have to move in September, but I guess I am also curious if there really is mold in the home right now, because my son and I have been getting sick for the last like year or so, off and on. And recently,
right.
I had a kidney problem.
Did you hear what she was saying?
I said recently I was in the hospital with an issue with my kidney, but I've never been sick like that before.
No. And you, do you feel that there might be something that you might have been contaminated or something?
Yeah, I believe there's mold in the home.
There's mold in the
house. Yeah.
And what are you getting from that, Asa?
I feel like there could have been a contamination.
Yeah.
Hello.
What was that, Adrian?
I'll go ahead.
I was just going to say that I'm getting that this place where you were living, were you having any problems with your landlord or anything?
Just recently, yeah.
Just recently. Because... This has been causing some emotional problems for you. What were you talking about, the mold that you have in your house, or what?
Yeah, and just that we weren't, you know, I can't really afford this so much by myself anymore. Well,
right.
In this area, so I have to move down, and I want to go back closer to my family anyway, because I'm about
right.
A half hour away.
Right. Main thing my guides are telling me that you need to, you know, keep focusing on, you know, on your job and your talents, and not, you know, focus so much on, you know, what's been going on, but where you need to be, you know, your goals, you know, what you want to get accomplished. From, you know, the overall cards I've been getting, it's just been, difficult for you, and it's been causing a lot of emotional stress on you,
mm-hmm.
And it's even affecting your health. So a lot of it is could be, you know, what you're going through. So you do need to make some changes. You just have to focus on where you want to be and, you know, what you want to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good, and like more or less like changing, ready to
yeah.
do that. But if you have a
main thing is
Jerome, would you know how like Jerome feeling towards me?
What's his name?
Jerome.
Jerome? What are you getting from that name, Adrian?
Is that the guy that you met?
I'm sorry?
That's somebody that you met?
That's somebody who I used to be dating, yeah. But he's a good friend, so it's like, you know.
I don't feel like he's a soulmate. Just somebody that you met that's a soulmate. Have you connected with him yet before? Or?
Yeah. We were seeing each other for quite some time, but right now we're not really speaking.
And how was your experience with this person?
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs?
But I do care for him a lot. And, I mean, I know that it may not be the right time now, but it just I think that's a past life thing.
Because for some reason I'm not connecting with this person at all. Like, I'm not feeling, I'm not getting any information from him. So he's kind of holding some secrets that he doesn't want me to know. So I'm not
now, how long have you known this person?
For about 2 years.
Because from you know from what I'm on the cards that I'm pulling, it's showing that I don't know. It my guides are telling me that you really need to find somebody new. He's not the right person for you.
I know he's like, I guess, lies and deceit. And I know he's dating right now, but I'm just, like, I was wondering. We always
is he somebody that you can trust?
To a big part of an extent, yeah. But I'm not as far as, I don't know about his commitment.
Because what I'm getting is that he, I don't know. He's not trustworthy. Have you ever caught him with other women or anything?
Yeah, I think that's one of the issues right now.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why he's blocking me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not somebody who would be, you know, just, you know, for you. And that's where you have to make your final decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's something, you know, my guys are telling me to tell you, you know, focus on where you know, the kind of person that you want that would be, you know, somebody that you can trust. Because if he's doing that now, what would he be doing after if you decided to marry him?
Right. Well, it's just the thing is that he's so hard to commit. It will be good, you know, and I know that he's seeing something now, and I've kind of, like, been working on just, like, letting it go. Because it's not making me happy.
Yeah.
So.
But we're getting really close to the end of our time on our show, and we need to move on to the next person.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we hope that we were able to, you know, give you the information that you were looking for.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's go ahead, Adrian, with the next person now. Now from the 646 area. Hello.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Christina. I'm calling from California.
Oh, how are you tonight, Christina?
Good. How are you all doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Good.
Is there anything we can help you with?
Well, many things are happening right now. And I've been having this conflict with this person for a while. And I wonder, if I can get any advice on how to resolve the situation and how this is going to get resolved eventually.
You know, when you first started talking, I started getting some visions that a lot of the issues that you're having with this person are past life issues, and this goes way back. Actually, during that lifetime, you were very magical and mystical during that lifetime.
I was what? I'm sorry?
I said you were very magical and mystical.
I see.
And what do you get from that when I told you that? What feeling did you get when I told you that?
What? I'm sorry, what did I feel?
When I mentioned that you were very magical and mystical.
Well, that is how this person found me to be at the beginning, yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jen, and what are you getting from this?
Well, I'm getting that she was that way before, and she is that way now, and I also feel like that person was very mundane. But it was really hard for her to connect with that person because that person was programmed mundaneness. So it was really hard for him to accept spirituality or anything magical or anything out of the ordinary.
Right.
Is that correct?
What do you mean? I'm not understanding. Sorry.
Do you know what mundane means?
Amazing?
No, mundane.
Mundane.
Mundane. Oh, I'm sorry, mundane, yes.
No.
That's what he was. He was mundane.
Yes.
So you were the spiritual one.
Yes.
So that was really hard for him because you were the spiritual and he was the mundane in that lifetime.
So
is he open to a lot of your ideas or ways that you look at life or even, you know, how you look at things?
Yes. Where the conflict started, because we started some projects together, and now we're to the point where he actually took everything and gave it to someone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he betrayed you.
Yes, and you know I try to to negotiate, or to mediate, this disagreement, but it's gotten to the point where he's not responding anymore. He's just, he has kicked me to the curb in a way. And I'm just very frustrated and kind of feel very betrayed and also like, I'm at loss here in a way. So that's where this conflict has, kind of progressed. And I wonder how this is all going to end.
Now, this is interesting because as you tell me this, I keep getting more visions, and this goes all the way back to the time of Avalon.
Did I take a stuff?
during that lifetime, you used to be a witch.
I used to be a what?
You were a witch.
Oh.
And, he was one of your apprentices during that lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to learn a lot of, you know, magical things from you. And you wanted him to just learn, you know, a little bit at a time. But he wanted to, you know, get a little greedy, and he wanted to steal your books and, you know, take your magic.
Right.
And that's why, you know, in this lifetime you're running into the same problem. So what's happening is you still have a soul contract with him. What are you getting from that agent?
Kind of getting that her soul contract had to do with a karmic debt.
Okay. And how can she break that contract with him?
Well, the only way you can really break it is by fulfilling it. If it's a karmic debt, then it's something you have to fulfill.
Wait a minute, so that means I stole something from him?
In a past life.
Huh.
It's just like, for an example, if you know that you did something wrong and you didn't fulfill it in your last life, then it will affect your karma in this life, and it's like you have to learn something from that in order to move on. It's almost like if you're meant to die and you don't die, then you'll die another way because you were meant to die, but you escaped death. The same thing, you know, same concept. But it's not something that you can just get rid of, you know, with your karma.
Sounds like I was the bad person in the past life, because in this lifetime, he's the bad person.
Yeah, it's what's happened is shifted, and you're both playing different roles in this lifetime.
So it'll end up that I'll just take the loss and kind of walk away.
And Adrian, how can she fulfill that contract?
I think I've already fulfilled it because he already took the stuff away from me.
Oh, okay. So he did get what he was after then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But and there may be
can
some
you,
discussion with him.
Can you forgive him
the
for
wrong
this?
Way.
Can you forgive him?
No, what he did was very terrible. I don't think I did something like that in my past life. I mean, I don't believe that, number one, and the things that he did was really not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I say he did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So he's the one that has to pay the repercussions, not you.
Right.
Because he made
so now the karmic debt falls on him.
Yeah. A lot of it, you know, how are they going to react? And if they're going to act out of selfishness, then that's what they'll get.
Right.
They'll get selfishness, you know. They'll get, they'll make a sacrifice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That person is very selfish. I mean, I feel like if I did something wrong in a past life and, you know, and I'm supposed to return the debt to him, he's supposed to be at a higher, you know, vibration, and he's supposed to be more spiritually advanced, in my opinion. But if it's anything, I feel I'm more advanced than he is. He's very self-centered and egotistical.
Well, you've always been more advanced. That's what he's jealous of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, you were the spiritual one. He was the mundane. He was the one
right.
that wanted to gain something from it.
So if anything, he's incurring more karmic debt, you know, at my expense.
Exactly. you've already built yours. Now, whatever you do with it is up to you, you know, how you want to react, you know.
But what I'm, my guides are telling me, and this is, see, what's holding all of us to this world is we're all hanging on to this karmic wheel. So we have to learn, you know, unconditional love and forgiveness, you know, in order for us to ascend or go into a higher vibration. If we keep holding on to things that, you know, what others have done to us in the past, then, you know, we're just lowering our vibration and it reduces our chances of ascending into a new world.
And I think a lot of it has to do with our karmic debt.
Right.
Well, I guess my question is, what's going to happen to him now that he's taking this stuff away from me?
Well, the same thing will happen to him.
Someone will do that to him?
You will do that to him in other lifetimes, but it won't actually be you. It'll be just the circle motion that basically that just keeps repeating until he learns. You know, and for you, it'll be a situation where there you surrender that karmic debt. You say, okay, I give it off to the universe. I put that energy somewhere else, so it don't keep affecting you. So that way, you don't keep going in a full circle and repeating back to you.
Well,
but
I don't
him,
want
however,
to repeat this.
He has learned self-forgiveness. You know.
Right, I don't want to repeat this, but at the same time, I want to see some justice to be, you know, being done here.
Well, the justice is the karmic debt that he'll pay. That would be the justice.
Well, I guess my question is, you know, now that he took the project away from me and gave it to someone else, would that project eventually become successful?
Probably not. It probably won't because of his, you know, his intentions are not good, you know.
Now, was this project to help other people?
Yes and no. Ultimately, not really.
Because if it wasn't for the highest good, then chances are that it's not gonna, it'll just fall. You know, it's not going to succeed. You know, it'll fail.
Because I get the feeling that now there's some deceit, and there's some you know, lies that are added to this project now, which is, you know, not my doing. It's them. That's the sense that I get.
See, when the project began, you know, it started as an idea.
And yes.
There was good intentions that
yes.
went along with it when it was first created.
Yes.
Well, it's not there anymore because all these other intentions have taken over. And it's becoming something else other than where it was first created.
Yes, you have, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And that's why me and Adrian are both picking up that it's not going to succeed. It'll just fall apart.
And I guess it's sad.
So no matter whether he took it or not, it's not going to do no good for him because it's not going to happen.
Because that wasn't the contract that you both signed together on a spiritual level.
Right.
You made the agreement that information would not be taken to another source.
In other words, it's become contaminated.
I see. You're right.
Yeah.
It's has been contaminated with a lot of jealousy and betrayal and all these negative energies.
Right.
And that's not how a successful project, you know, is born or flourishes. You're right.
And this is something because this goes all the way back to the time of Atlantis. You and him, you know, had the same problem back then.
Yeah.
You were both Atlanteans at that time. And a lot of contracts, I mean, a lot of things were stolen from Atlantis during that time. Me and Adrian were both there, and we had things stolen from us. Because, you know, we were there to help, you know. And a lot of betrayal, you know, a lot of... there was a lot of jealous people. They were, you know, wanted to take this information, you know, for their own benefit.
Right.
I just wanted to share that with you.
No, it's really shifted my view in it. You know, in a new way. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Why add more negativity to a situation? Why, you know...
Right.
Yeah, just turn... You know, I should just look away and focus on the positive.
Right. Main thing is you have the abilities, you have the talent, you have everything, you know, with those good, you know, positive energies that you can put together or recreate, you know, whatever you desire.
Well, I wonder if I meant to create something here on this in this lifetime.
And what are you getting from that, Adrian?
When you say create, what do you mean by create?
To create something that will help many people.
I think that there were some things that you did that you created that are still a barrier to you. I don't know, I'm getting that there's a barrier that still that you have to break to create it. Just because, you know, back at the time in Avalon, you had to be really cautious about information that you were giving out, and you kept a lot of things secret. See, this guy, he's the one that exposed it and took it from you.
Right. But it's okay. I think ultimately it's going to fail anyways. That means I have to work even harder to come up with a new thing.
Now, though, what my guys are telling me that this is all going to be revealed to you. Actually, we don't really create anything. The universe, what the universe does, it sends us its messages. You know, either through dreams or through, you know, different signs. And it's what the universe does, it puts trust into us. You know, it's given to us and we have to take care of it, you know, when it is. It's almost like a gift. And, you know, what we only get it temporary. You know, what we do with it is, you know, we have to do things, you know, in a higher vibration, you know, with it. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. That was very informative. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And again, we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope that any information that we gave you will be helpful.